is the BBC.
When he has conquered all the depths of space, when he has ridden all the oceans of the sky, then man will have only just begun.
So spake H.G. Wells, prophet of our time. And so man, the restless one, strains at the bonds which tie him to his own planet. Space. What lies beyond?
What's that up in the sky there, Mum?
What?
No, Mum, not that. What's that up here in the old heaven up there?
None of our family, dear. Now run along and play young motors like a good little boy.
No, Mum. Look up. What? Look there.
Oh, yeah.
Look up in the sky. No, look. Look at it.
What?
There, look.
At the selfsame moment, at Mount Palomar Observatory, two professors see it.
Hey, Professor Proud. Look to the telescope. Look.
It's something heading for the moon.
Yes, it looks like a large, almost statue.
It can't be.
But it was. Here, then, is the story of it, entitled...
The First Albert Memorial to the Moon.
My name is Seagoon, Professor Seagoon. Why my parents christened me Professor, I'll never know. But that's a horse of a different color. My story is unusual. Here then first is Cyril Shinstick.
Thank you. Can I have a... I find you here. I have a and only heart. I say...
Cyril Shinstick has no bearing on my story. I included him for one reason. He was cheap. But that's a horse of a different color. As I was saying before, and I'll say it again, but that's a horse of a different color.
The date, August the 3rd of June, May 1950-12-11. Seagoon, then a young man of two, hurried into the offices of the British Interplanetary Society, clutching vital plans.
Come in, nice, Professor Seagoon.
Yes, come in, Professor Seagoon. Come in, I say. Hello, everybody. Thanks.
And thanks.
The greeting Laura and Troy I give you. Let the welcome ring. Hey! Oh. Unscrews lump off nut. Thank you. Moves backstage, sits down.
Now, Alexander, this is Blue Bottle, an unusual boy.
In what way?
He's older than his parents.
Nasty. However, I have here, gentlemen, the plans of my spaceship, the B-2.
Let's have a look at them now.
Yes, let's have a look.
Right. There you are, gentlemen.
We know where we are. There's no need to tell us. Yes, yes, I say. Thank you.
Oh, then, big one, this rocket, why is it shaped like a sausage machine?
I'll tell you. I like sausages. Yes, but that's a horse of a different color. This rocket will give England a clear lead of 100 years over Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar? Surely he's been dead 2,000 years.
Then... That puts us even further ahead of him. He never catches up now. With this rocket spaceship, we'll be the first men on the sun.
Land on the sun? But what about the heat?
We'll be wearing topies.
Calhoun sealed. On entering the sun's corona or cigar, the heat is 1,000,000 degrees centigrade in low grade, and the flames are 2,000 miles high.
Fear not. I'm taking something to deal with all that.
Oh, what?
The London Fire Brigade.
But are they good at really big fires?
Of course. They started 7 last week.
The whole idea is preposterous, I'm
afraid. Yes, preposterous.
You think I'm mad, don't you?
Yes.
Good day to you.
Yes.
Heartbroken, I walked the streets through the thick London fog. About midnight, I climbed the stairs to my bedroom. It was in complete darkness.
Is that you, darling?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, darling. Dearest, I thought you'd never get home.
It was the fog, dearest.
Oh, you poor darling.
It was wonderful being in her arms. For 2 blissful hours we kissed. But the rocket played on my mind.
Is something wrong, darling?
Yes. Bad news.
What?
I'm in the wrong flat.
Oh.
The door opener. The light switched on.
I see, Molly. What the deuce is going on here?
Raoul, darling. I thought this man was you.
This could only have happened to the dog. You bounder and cad.
Have a care. You know who I am?
Yes.
Thank heavens I'm safe.
I suppose you're waiting for a bus.
Yes. Finally, at 2 o'clock, I arrived home. Anybody in? Is that you, Eccles?
I don't know. It's too dark to see.
I'm in no mood for your nattering, Eccles. Yeah. You see, they've turned down my spaceship to the sun.
Mm.
You know what they said to me?
How could I? I wasn't there. Were you?
Yes. After 5 minutes, they said I was mad.
Didn't take them long to find out.
Oh, it's terrible. Well, that's a horse of a different color.
You shouldn't have brought it with you. Sir, dear Professor, don't cry. Don't cry, Professor. Don't cry. After you see, after you're dead, people will look up to you.
Why?
I'm going to bury you up a tree. They even might make a statue for you. You know, like the Albert Memorial. Something big like that, you know.
The Albert Memorial? The Albert Memorial, of course. Why didn't I think of it before? That's the very thing. If they want to sponsor my rocket, I'll try the Albert Memorial instead. Headstone?
Yes, I'm coming.
Headstone, harness the horse to the car. We're going out.
You're right, sir. Get up there, Dobbing.
So we galloped through the night.
Giddy up, Dobbing.
What's the horse got pajamas on for?
I dragged him out of his bed.
Oh, for a moment I thought it was a horse of a different color. Slow up your head, sir. The house I'm looking for is at the end of this lane. I think that's it, with a candle burning in the window.
Two o'clock.
What mean? What was that, Henry?
It was the grandfather clock striking 2, mean.
Oh, could you come upstairs and move it?
Move it? What for, mean?
It's fallen on top of me.
I'm coming, mean. Just as soon as I finish what I'm doing.
Oh, what are you doing?
Nothing, dear, but I'm doing it slowly.
Hurry up, Henry, or it's crushing my quindles.
Evening, Mr. Cron.
Yes, yes, come in.
Thank you. Are you the secretary for the preservation of ancient monuments?
I'm much more important than that.
Why?
I'm one of the ancient monuments.
Mr. Cron, I've come to talk to you about the Albert Memorial.
Oh, that's very, very kind of you. No one ever talks to me about the Albert Memorial. And I love talking about it, you know. I often... What, dear? Yes, all right, Min.
Mr. Crum.
What?
The Albert Memorial.
Yes, yes.
I'd like to hire it.
We don't want it any higher. It's high enough.
Oh, the pendulum's banging my room.
Mr. Crum, what I meant was I'd like to borrow the Albert Memorial for a few months.
No, what? Lend it to a stranger? I don't know you from Adam, sir.
Well, I'm better dressed than him.
Yeah. There you are, yes. But that's not the point, you see.
Henry, the bed's collapsing under the weight of the clock, Henry.
Yes, dear, yes.
I must have the memorial. No. Look, what would you say to £20?
Nothing. I never talk to strangers.
Can you keep a secret?
Well,
lend me the Albert Memorial, and I'll pilot it to the sun, or the moon, whichever you like. You'll be famous.
Oh, well, I suppose it'd be all right, but I should have to come along as caretaker. You see, it's in my charge.
And you lend it to me?
Yes.
Eureka! Yes. Ellington, let there be music!
Never mind about music, I'll be the head office.
The following week saw work begin on the Albert Memorial. Hyde Park was transformed into a vast camp consisting of the following.
10,000 workmen.
A quad of Barrett's quarled nips.
70 iron grabs.
One thin thing with lumps on.
Four gringo clerds and a...
600 excavators.
One furland glee.
One sponton glee.
One thin thing with lumps on.
408 pairs of tooth.
66 nivets, brackets and punch and purges and a...
10 sacks of Peruvian and Abyssinian haddock pipes with illuminated two crotcher.
One thin thing with lump on.
One...
One fnud, shop soil.
One fish, two tool.
Two tool fish, one ting pole tar.
60 tons of smokeless alabaster scaffolding.
That's the lot, Professor.
Right, to work. Foreman!
Get it.
Lower the grab over the top of the memorial, then raise it 10 feet in the air.
Right, Adam. Right, Adam,
there she goes, Crum. Up in the air. Good luck.
What?
Major, as soon as they've raised the memorial, get 6 men underneath, drill 10 holes in the base, and fit in the rocket motors, right?
Anything for a lady.
Lady? Oh. Out of a lady?
I admire your confidence, sir. God!
Eccles!
Do
that lorry back, will you?
Okay. Come on, then, mate. Up there now. Come on. Very fine. Come on.
What's the matter with you? You must be off your nut, man.
Oh, no, I ain't.
Then why do you back me into the wall?
Well, I tell you, because I'm... you're right, I must be off my nut.
Ow!
What's wrong, Eggles? He bind my heads together.
Well, you shouldn't stand so close to you.
Okay, stand clear over there.
Right on.
Mind your crane now.
Right on.
Okay, Theophilus, let your grab down.
Coming up, yes.
Now, Cron, I want the statue of Prince Albert moved out to a place of safety, and in the space we'll fit the cabin.
Good, yes. I've got some candles to light the interior.
Candles? Mr. Cron, candles.
What?
This is the 20th century, Mr. Cron.
Oh.
There are different methods of lighting these days. One that will flood the cabin with light.
Eccles?
Yep.
Show Mr. Cranall oil lamps.
Okay.
Oil lamps, wonder upon wonders, oil lamps.
We must move with the times, Mr. Grant.
See you, sir. We've drilled all the holes in the base of the memorial.
That's wonderful.
Whoa, it ain't.
Why not?
The whole thing split up in two.
Good heavens. The Albert Memorial split in two. Yes. In things with lumps on.
Don't worry. Just by chance, I happen to have in my pocket a 60-ton tin of Dr. Zunbrome's frog and toad glue.
Harrigan, find the whole memorial with iron bands, ones that won't break up.
Me got them.
Good.
Can we have a word with you, sir?
Yes.
Will we here check the cabin space that will be available? And you'll only have room for a crew of six.
Curse! I wanted to take four. Well, we'll have to cut it down to six. That luck? Did I see you lying down, man?
Yes, I was.
I don't tolerate people lying down on the job.
I wasn't lying down on the job.
Then what are you doing?
I was fighting a midget, if you must know. Gee, the little bounder did something that made my old military blood boil.
What?
He set fire to me.
So the work went on. I watched the shape of the Albert Memorial gradually change. The cabin took shape, and then the intricate work of fixing the controls, radar, etc., etc., etc.
Just hold the ends of these two wires, would you?
I'm not an electrician, but I'll do it. Okay.
Just wait there a moment.
Okay. Okay,
folks. Ow!
Echo?
No!
Let me know when the electricity comes on.
Are you trying to kill me?
Yes.
Well, keep going. I ain't gone yet.
So it went on, the merry work. April the 102nd. The final check was made of the memorial stonework.
Well, Mr. McNabb, what do you think?
Well, sir, it's in excellent condition, and I must congratulate you and your choice.
Thank you.
I can think of nothing better to send to Boone than the Albert Memorial.
Yes. I mean, after all, is there a better example of English sculpture? Name one, that's all. Name one. I defy you to name one. God, name one.
Well, there's the horse trough in Commercial Road.
Yes, but name another.
I never reveal horse troughs names. You see, they belong to my mother.
Better get on with Max Galbraith.
For 3 months we worked like Trojans, and as you know, Trojans are a lazy lot. Like the story of the Trojan horse. That's a horse of a different color.
The Albert Memorial, finally converted into a rocket, was finally ready for launching in an outlandish spot where no human being ever visited, Glasgow.
Dawn, June the 9th at 0 hour. Inside the Albert Memorial rocket, we stood waiting Professor Seagorn's orders.
All ready?
Can I ride on top?
Why?
I want to smoke.
Silas, now close the hydraulic doors. Stand by the spicing myrtle butt flat. Eccles, check the Yakamakaga gauges. Flydo, stand by the thermostatic gyroscope. Check the mercurial compression of the internal biothermics. Across the coordinate radar on the ultra. Release the afterstock burner. Raise the hydrostatic elements. And hurl Lockheed Martin filters into the metric depression.
Do it yourself.
Eccles, arrest that man.
Okay, come on.
Take your dirty hand off my filthy arm.
What?
Well,
you had enough?
Yes, but it wasn't me.
Never mind. We're coming to takeoff time.
Oh, dear. I left her with a grandmother clock on her head.
Quiet! We're taking off in 10 seconds from now.
Help, Cocky.
9, 8, 7, 6. 7, 6. Let's have a look at that list. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now!
Fire!
We're off the Earth.
Oh, good.
We've been off the Earth for 5 minutes. We're heading for a mist-shrouded planet.
Tight.
We're coming in! Hold on!
Everyone all right? Good. Well, we've landed on the planet. Which one, I don't know. But whichever it be, we've made history.
Good, good.
No hysteria, please.
We'd better go out and explore.
Right. Fasten your pressurized helmets. Oh. Follow me! Heavens. What a terrible astral mist.
Dad, I can't see a thing. I wonder what planet this is.
I think it must be Plutron. Listen.
Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Radio Quartet, Max Geldrey, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wally Greenslade, the program produced by Charles Chilton.